Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Oh, a tough one to take Saturday night if you were rooting for Green County native Dusty May's Florida Atlantic Owls, and I was. Beaten at the buzzer, San Diego State into tonight's national title game alongside UConn, but May up front, honest as the day was long postgame.
These guys laid it on the line every single practice, every single workout, weight session, film session. They put a lot into this, and sometimes it just doesn't go your way. There's only one team in this tournament that's going to end on a win, and unfortunately it's not us this year. The winning's awesome, but these guys, man, they're going to go into the real world and be ready to knock it out of the park. So just proud to be a member of this team with this group. And when I look at a picture, man, I'm going to smile at the contributions from so many people, because there's a lot of guys in that locker room staff, players who really did it together.
Green County's favorite son, Dusty May, got a feeling the Owls will be back in 24. What a ride it was. So UConn tonight, our pregame coverage begins at 6:30. Tip off the national championship game, San Diego State and UConn. Tip off at 9:20 tonight. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
37 total fouls. That was a new national title game record for the women. Suspect calls here and there. LSU winning its first national basketball title of any. Kim Mulkey's fourth. 102-85 the final in Dallas. Iowa, who yielded 59 in the opening half, got down by as many as 21 in the third. They cut it to 7. Caitlin Clark wound up with 30. Lisa Bluter and Caitlin Sunday night postgame.
They really played well. They did a great job. I'm just so proud of my team. I'm so proud of the women they are. I'm so proud of what they stand for.
I thought they called it very, very tight. I don't know about the two push-offs in the second quarter. I'm sure, you know, they saw that I pushed off and they called it whatnot, and then hit with the technical foul in the third for throwing the ball under the basket. And, you know, I thought you showed our fight. It showed our fight, this team, and that's what the story has been all year long, is just a bunch of fight and mental toughness.
Caitlin Clark wound up with 30. She watched LSU hit 11 of 17 from behind the line. 19,483 on hand to watch LSU win it, 102-85. UConn goes after its fifth national title later tonight against San Diego State. Our coverage here on the airwaves begins at 6:30, tip-off at 9:20. I'm Joe.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLRadio.com.